This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And while we're waiting for your call, we're going to talk about some other things. Now, I got to say, you know, there are some topics that I would love to never talk about.
But yet here we are.
And here we are. And mostly those topics have to do with what we're calling these days identity politics or grievance politics, right? People who are part of a group, and that group has identified ways that it has been mistreated throughout history by another group. That other group appears to always be me because I am a white guy, right? Or at least that's what you'd think if you looked at me. I have decided that if we get to a
cisgendered, white-presenting, male, I'm not sure if you'd add presenting to that.
Yep, heterosexual.
Who presents heterosexual?
He presents heterosexual, all those things, right? So I like the presenting part because, that's the truth, is right? Like, if you look at me, you're going to say, it's a white guy.
Nope. I don't know. You might be part Genghis Khan.
I am. I've got some rapey Mongol in my past. I don't know whether it's the actual Genghis or not. But
you might be African with a skin condition. I don't know for sure.
Right. Any of these things. But this. Well, let me get right into the story. But I'll tell you what. There's a few landmines in it, ladies and gentlemen. So give me a little minute to get into it. Black Lives Matter activists in Seattle are demanding homeowners willingly give up their property to black people as a form of reparations because they're coming for it one way or the other. Footage of new demands was live-streamed Wednesday by Concrete Reporting via the Periscope app and quickly spread across social media. Give up your house, explained one of dozens of activists marching through a neighborhood. Give black people back their homes. You're sitting there comfortably. Comfortable as F. As if, interesting in today's world, you know, like the F word, which is as common as it could be in most people's lives, is sort of blanked out, even though this is news, right? This is a quote.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, we're not going to say that on the air because there might be somewhere an 11-year-old boy huddled under his covers before bed, listening to a transistor radio.
I'm certain that he has no availability of ever hearing or reading that kind of
language. If my 10-year-old was watching FTL, honestly, curse words would not be my biggest concern.
Yeah.
As if everything is for kids.
Yeah. Something about, we're back at the quote here, excuse me. Comfortable as F, as if they didn't help gentrify this neighborhood. I used to live in this neighborhood, and my family was pushed out, and you're sitting up there having a good time with your other white friends.
All right. Just a quick comment on gentrification of neighborhoods. I'm trying to figure out if this is a good thing or a bad thing, because gentrifying a neighborhood is bad, but white flight is also bad.
Well, yeah, but you're just bad, is the thing.
Also, the complaint with gentrification usually is not from property owners.
Mm.
It's from people who are renters, who the rent goes up, and it's like, well, we can't afford to live in the neighborhood we used to live in, which, you know, I mean, that's one of the hazards of being a renter. I mean, there's advantages and disadvantages to both of these things, renting and owning. And by the way, when I say owning, I mean allowing the bank and the government, you know, being allowed to live in the bank and the government's house, because you don't really own anything. But nonetheless, when it comes to gentrification, on one hand, you could own, say, a building of some sort in a neighborhood that begins to gentrify and the property value goes up so to the point that the property taxes are now so high that you can't afford to keep the building because you don't want to get rid of your other renters, but ultimately it really still comes down to a renter's problem because then you sell the building to somebody who doesn't mind getting rid of those renters for somebody else.
Well, no, it could still be. So if you live somewhere and the property tax is $2,000 a month based on the values, and then the assessor comes in accurately or inaccurately and says, oh, well, this house you bought for $100,000 is now, we're declaring that it's worth $3 million, and so now your property taxes are $20,000 a year. That's still a problem for you, even if you own your house outright. If your house actually is worth $3 million, but you want to continue to live in it, maybe a whole lot of people aren't going to feel sorry for you, but I still kind of think they're wrong because that you can still be pushed out by property taxes.
Yes.
And you would have a valid complaint there still, but your complaint is with the state, not with random people who live in this neighborhood.
Right. So this is another thing, which is sort of pointing and saying, why did you make my life so bad when these people are like, I don't even know you. Another clip from the event circulating on Twitter features a man saying, we're coming for it. Reparation time. The march continues months after of Antifa and BLM protests, looting and riots since May the 25th, death of George Floyd. Mediocrity with a megaphone. Petulance on parade, tweeted Benjamin Boyce Thursday morning prior to an op-ed by the conservative blog Hot Air. We're not quite to the French Revolution stage of dragging people out of their homes yet. But we seem to be inching closer, observed John Sexton. I wonder if this will catch on. The left is already comfortable going into suburban neighborhoods for protests and vandalism of elected officials' homes. Singling out strangers seems like the next step. And it's worth noting that this isn't just harassment. It's explicitly racial harassment. Mr. Sexton noted that the group also took its gentrification grievances to King County Council member, whatever the person's name is. So
I thought they were going to stop showing up on like actual people's lawns when that guy and his wife showed up with an AR and a pistol.
Yeah, but then those people backed down and apologized, which they're not going to get anything
and then they got
for,
charged.
By the way. Oh, they got charged?
They got charged.
With what?
Being white with a gun, I guess, on your front lawn. I mean, you know, criminal threatening, probably. I'd need to look it up. Yeah. I'd need to look it up, you know, in the situation. But, I mean...
So is this reparations for being charged with black while driving?
Perhaps.
Which is it? But, again, you need to... every legitimate problem you have and every problem that's come up so far is directly caused by the state. So that's something you need to take up with the cops.
Right. All right. So, as I said, I would prefer to never talk about race. But it appears as though that's the topic du jour. And besides, I'm going to put aside the conspiracy theory that whatever the hell's going on here is intended to hand this election to Trump on a silver platter. I'm going to put that conspiracy theory aside, and I'm going to address the issues as they're laid out here. Because
Before we dive into this, I just wanted to point out that I think that this is an echo of what happened in the 60s. So you had a legitimate grievance by a large group of people.
Yep.
You had them gathering and expressing themselves and acting on the fact that they had a legitimate grievance.
Yep.
In that case, it was being drafted to go to war, which is violent slavery. I mean, just literally what that is.
And a variety of things. I mean, in the 60s wasn't exactly a great time to be black either. The early 60s especially.
And that was kind of the problem eventually, though, is like for a long time you had this immense momentum toward ending the war. And a lot of that sort of got dispersed when you started focusing on not just the war, but also the sexism problem and the racism problem and the capitalism problem and all of these other things. Instead of having a good focus, today it would be a good focus to be on, okay, are the police doing what they're supposed to?
And I would agree with you, and this is the issue, is when you have when there's a legitimate grievance, and that legitimate grievance is big enough and ignored long enough, then what it tends to devolve into is a bunch of angry people destroying things. And I'm not just talking about America today, I'm talking about throughout human history. So this is one of the ways that the problems are brought to light. And, I mean, like, we don't look back at the American Revolution and say, my God, I can't believe our ancestors fought and killed their government. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it here on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Korchatsky's coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd Lab Husky Mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Talk about a story here from the Washington Times about protesters out there in, well, you know, Washington, Oregon area, who are now going out into the suburbs and asking, apparently, people to give up their homes.
I don't know if that counts as asking. There's, like, demanding, and there's asking, and this is a little bit more aggressive than asking. It's not quite taking.
Not quite. Well, one thing they can't take from you is your Bitcoin. It's unconfiscatable, or at least it's unconfiscatable from a computer hacking sense. If you go to Bitcoin.com, you'll find out all about cryptocurrencies, and you probably should know about them because they appear to be on a run again. I don't know. That's just me looking from sitting here. You never know if it was a run until after it was a run, but here we go. Go to Bitcoin.com, check out their Getting Started section right there. You can get a wallet, you can buy cryptocurrency, you can mine cryptocurrency, you can get the latest news at news.bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have on the Discord line, Zephin calling from California. Zephin, you there?
Yes.
Thanks for the call. So, what's on your mind?
I know at this point how the libertarian movement or the minarchist movement as a whole feels about using cryptocurrency as a form of alternative currency. However, I also think that silver and gold would be a good medium of exchange. And I found really good silver rounds online that have Don't Tread on Me on them, and the premium is really low. So my question is, would that be something that you believe that the libertarian or minarchist movement would be interesting in using as an alternative to fiat currency or even cryptocurrency?
My short answer is no. I like silver and I like gold, and I like the idea of a silver round. Was this a 1 ounce or some other denomination?
Yeah, it would be a 1 ounce.
Troy ounce, yep. So it's a one troy ounce, and how much is that worth?
Well,
about $30 right now.
Really?
Yeah, it costs about $31, but the premium is $4.99. So essentially, it's $4.99 above the current market price for silver. So to actually make the coin, it's about $5 more, which is one of the lowest premiums that I've been able to find so far
on silver. Whereas the transaction cost on Bitcoin Cash is fractions of a penny. So I can, say go to the store and buy a hamburger. I can do that literally in Keene, New Hampshire, and I can pay one half of a cent or less than a half a cent to purchase that hamburger as far as transaction cost goes. Whereas with silver, I would have to buy three hamburgers, and then I would lose $5 in the premium, unless I can convince the store owner to take the silver above spot, which is always a long and complicated conversation. Now
they have copper denominations as well.
They have what? So different denominations.
They have copper as well. So like if you wanted to buy something cheap, like a burger, the copper rounds are about $2 each. So say if the burger was $5, then you could give them, you know, two or three, so you don't have to. And the silver round is pretty much just like a higher denomination, essentially.
Sure. Hey, right. So you could have some copper rounds and carry these around in your pocket, and that's it's all fine and dandy. I'll tell you this: I had a farm for about 10 years here in New Hampshire, and I always needed help on the farm because that's the nature of farms. And I would be willing to pay people every time I offered. I can pay you in gold, I can pay you in silver, I can pay you in U.S. dollars. And they always took. These are libertarians. I don't think I employed anybody on that farm that wouldn't have identified as a libertarian at the moment that I did it. And every single time they turned it down. I did give gold coins as gifts to some guys that helped me build the house. You know, each one of them got I think it was a sovereign or a franc or something like that. But they got paid their hourly wage in U.S. dollars and then got a gold coin, which they may very well still have. you know, because that's kind of the nature of gold and silver, is it's not as a store of value, but not as a medium of exchange. And I'm not saying it wasn't at one point. It certainly was. But I'm telling you, as a guy who supported metals for a very long time before Bitcoin came along, here on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live's been on the air since 2002. We didn't talk about Bitcoin until 2011, 2010. So, you know, years in between there. And it's, I mean, it just doesn't seem to work.
I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Okay, go ahead.
So when I was at Porkfest, I definitely exchanged my massage services for silver rounds. And it is definitely a niche market. You're going to find fewer people that have that and fewer people that want to accept that in exchange for their goods and services. But what you're looking at there is, there is the problem of you have to physically be next to the person.
Yeah, you can't shove silver coins in the side of a computer.
But with crypto, you need to have internet access,
mm-hmm.
which can be a problem in some rural parts of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Right. You're looking for people that that want to. I mean, the reason I traded for silver is because I like to not keep my eggs all in one basket.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think the internet's going to go down anytime soon, but it might.
I would not be one to say, please don't exchange your goods and services for metals. I'm just the guy who had boxes of mercury dimes trying to get people to take them in exchange for labor, and I couldn't get anybody. And so that's, my opinion is hard won. You know?
A big thing that you have to look at now, though, is that this is a different circumstance in regard to the faith that we have in the U.S. dollar. I mean, at the time, I'm pretty sure that we had rather solid faith that the dollars were going to be worth about the same. Whereas right now, I mean, they're pumping trillions and trillions of dollars into a market where, like, a third of our goods and services are being produced. So, like, there is a lot less faith.
I've seen a half a dozen stories questioning the viability of the United States U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, so that is a fundamentally new situation, and I think that your attempt to pay in silver and gold is going to be a little different because of that.
And we kind of have this default position where we think that there's going to be a currency that wins, and every country, superpowers are like that. Every country isn't even like that, where there's a state currency and that's the only thing you use. There could be Bitcoin for some purposes and Ethereum for other, or Monero for other purposes and silver for other purposes. It's not which one is going to be the currency. I mean, they can all be a currency and maybe for different uses and maybe for the same use.
Stefan, do you have anything else on this topic?
I guess I would just conclude by saying that I'm really worried about the national debt and all of the inflation, and cryptocurrency is just so new that I wouldn't.
I too. Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a President of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting, at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
The fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump's younger brother, Robert, passed away Saturday night at the age of 71. Author David K. Johnston said Robert spent his career working for the family company and had a reputation as the quiet peacemaker.
Well, Donald would be bombastic and antagonize people. When there was a need to make nice, Donald would send Robert to see people and smooth things over.
Some states in the South are seeing coronavirus spikes in their schools. Hundreds of students have been sent home to quarantine after COVID-19 outbreaks. Larger cities are having trouble, too. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot tells CBS's Face the Nation they're keeping the schools online for now.
It's the entire ecosystem of a school. So you've got teachers, you've got principals, and you've got staff. We're looking at Chicago. We have a number of teachers and support staff who are over 60. We know that those are still vulnerable populations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Douglas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in freedom. Just got finished talking about the possibility of returning to a gold and silver sort of monetary system and what the advantages and disadvantages of that might be. And you can call.
Feels like I'm entering the world of Dungeons and Dragons. Okay, so our lowest currency, that's our copper coins, and then we've got silver and then gold.
Yeah. And then it went up from there with, like, rubies and, like, different things. I don't know. It gets complicated. Exactly how much is this worth? I don't know.
I don't really know how to negotiate for rubies, but if you want to pay in them, sure.
I know Minecraft uses emeralds.
There you go.
So, anyway, you can talk about that or what we were talking about when we started the show, which is this article from the Washington Times. Appears to be that some of the Black Lives Matter movement people are looking for reparations. I like this quote here. We're not quite to the French Revolution stage of dragging people out of their homes yet and chopping their heads off. But we seem to be inching closer, observed writer John Sexton. Going on here, this is. I say the land transfer stuff is really important. Mr. Zalahay said Wednesday one of the pieces of the, let's say, city council person in King County, which I guess is where Seattle is, one of the pieces of the Black Lives Matter demands is economic justice for black people, for indigenous people. There should be a comma there. That needs to look like land transfer, in my opinion, because land is wealth. Land gets you the facilities and the buildings that you need to take care of one another. And then we have a bunch of tweets here that sort of prove these things occurred, and that's the article.
I find it interesting that the use of the word justice there never has anything to do with, like, due process or a court or actually finding out who did something wrong and who's owed from that wrongdoing.
Right. Well, what this sort of justice looks like is, let's find out who has money today, and let's figure out why they should give it to us. And it has nothing to do, really. It's couched in sort of historical grievances. And by the way, slavery, black slavery in America, a terrible grievance, terrible thing that was happened. But lots of bad things have happened throughout history. And one wonders where this all sort of starts and ends. So first off, they're talking about indigenous people. And, you know, are we going to give all the land back that at one point belonged to an indigenous person? I mean, do we have to have documentation for the land? What if there is documentation? As I understand, there is for Pennsylvania. There's a variety of sort of interesting questions here. Because Manhattan was sold for a very low price at one point and is now worth a great deal, does that mean that something more is owed? I don't know.
Well, Manhattan's been gentrified, that's for sure.
It certainly has.
I don't see a lot of complaints about it, but...
The complaint is, I played the game, I lost, now I don't like the game that I played. It's like, well, it's not... They kind of have this mythology that the Europeans came over here and happened upon a peaceful ANCAP society of Indians who were all living through trade and peace, and then we just...
An anarcho-communist society of Indians, thank you very much, living in peace and harmony and rainbows.
And then we just stabbed them all to death to take their land. And that's not what happened. There was this game everyone was playing called Kill Everyone Else.
War, yeah.
And not Europe, but Europeans won.
Well,
you can't retroactively be like, well, I don't want to play. Like, well, too late.
It's a nasty game with a nasty set of rules, but what the Europeans would come and find out, well, okay, who do you hate? Oh, you hate them? Well, excellent. How about some of these fire sticks to handle them? And then when, they sent some men and some weapons against whomever it was that they hated, wiped them out. In many cases, the East Coast Indian tribes, these people are heavily mixed with Europeans. One might wonder why. And then once their enemies are wiped out, now we have grievances. The Europeans develop grievances with these people. And that's how this whole little game goes, and it's gone that way for a long time.
There are a number of historians that have pointed out that if the tribes had unified against the people coming over, they would have absolutely wiped them out.
Tecumseh tried that, and... if there had been more unity or had been done sooner, that's true. Vercingetorix tried it against Rome, I'll point out, with the Gauls, and he didn't quite make it either. He did make Caesar rather famous, though.
But you can't be a violent government, which is what the tribes were to some extent, not as organized as some other forms of government, and then complain about the fact that violent governments exist. It's like, either we're doing the violent government warfare thing, or we're not, and I prefer not, but if we are, we can't pick apart every war, okay, well, this country was the aggressor, and this country was absolutely the victim. That's not how this works.
So I do want to talk about reparations as a concept, but first I want to go to Mark calling in from Georgia. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. What's in your
mind? Long time. It's been a long time. I listened to you guys like 15 years ago, and at the time I lived in Vegas, and I remember calling in about then, and I listened to you guys on the internet, and I've been living near Atlanta for about a dozen years, and I recently relocated to the northwestern part of Georgia. I'm real close to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I was very pleasantly surprised. I'm going down the road on my way home here, and on AM 1150, and I'm not even sure. I didn't hear, like, where the station is located. I just heard your program here. So I'm not even sure, because we'll get stations from Kentucky, from Tennessee, from, Alabama, from Ohio. The AM 1150 in the northwestern part of Georgia, and you guys were coming in clear, so that was cool. So I'm like, I got to call in.
Cool, Mark. I appreciate the call. I tell you this. Yeah, we did make a living out of this. Ian still calls radio stations. He would probably know off the top of his head who AM 1150 is, but anybody can go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. That's affiliates.freetalklive.com and look at the nearly 200 radio stations that Free Talk Live has and find it. You can sort it by state or how long they've been on the air with us or a whole variety of other things. When they're on the air, and you can find the stations that are close to you. But everybody can always go get the show at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and so that's so cool. And what's even more cool is as I'm driving down the road and I hear some caller call in and you guys talking about gold and silver bullion. And in fact, I didn't even realize I was listening to Free Talk Live. At first, I'm just going through the stations. I end up on 1150 and I'm like, man, this host is talking about gold and silver bullion. I'm like, that's so wild because, you know, I was just coming from, I'll say Walmart, okay? And I was in there talking to an employee and I was saying, you know, probably the most scandalous thing about the whole coronavirus is the way that the government has drawn a nexus between its monetary policy and, or the Federal Reserve, you know, has drawn a nexus between its monetary policy and the coronavirus, using the whole coronavirus as the pretext to balloon its balance sheet.
Yep.
As though they're going to save us from the coronavirus. And I said, you know, the sad part is, and this is just before I get in my car and I hear you guys talking about gold and silver bullion, and I'm explaining to this guy, I'm saying, you know, the really sad part is we're probably going to end up with a serious currency crisis, and they're going to blame it all on the coronavirus rather than their own.
Let me ask you this, Mark. So it sounds like you've spent a little time thinking about this. We got 1 minute.
Murray Rothbard, man.
Oh my God. Google Rothbard. Always a good thing to do. What currency is going to take over for the U.S. currency in the absence of the U.S. dollar being the world reserve currency? Go.
Gold and silver.
You think it'll be gold and silver?
Yeah, and here's the thing, and this is what I wanted to address, too. I understand. You know, I think that last caller was on to something. In fact, the funny thing is, I would always tell people to, you know, go for rounds, silver rounds, because you want to get as close to the spot as possible. Because, you know, what's really sad is some people, they'll call these bullion dealers and they'll try to sell numismatics. And I always say, unless you're a coin collector, you go for the rounds. You know, you want to get as close to spot as possible. That's exactly right,
because, you know, bullion is just the metal. The numismatics, those are collectible coins. If you're a coin collector, great. If you're not, what do you want that for? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Thanks.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But we've been talking about this Washington Times article that apparently Black Lives Matter crowds has been wandering through Seattle homeowners, Seattle sort of neighborhoods, and demanding that people give up their property and bemoaning gentrification, and that they used to live in this neighborhood and now they can't live in that neighborhood, or whatever the situation might be. My favorite quote is, we're not quite to the French Revolution stage of dragging people out of their homes, but we yet seem to be inching closer.
And that is a very terrifying three-letter word right there.
Yeah, it is. So reparations has been brought up here, and I think it's worth talking about. And that's what people wanted, right? People want to talk about reparations. Let's talk about reparations. I have to say that I will generally take a pro-reparation stance. The thing is, the devil is in the details. You can just say reparations and whatever that might mean to whomever, but there's a lot of complications to all of this.
Sure are.
So, it all comes down to the negotiations because, if the price is low enough, sure, here's your check, get out of here. The thing will be over. I personally think that during this economic downturn, during the COVID thing, should have sent out a bunch of reparations checks, says this is the reparations, here you go, goodbye. And that would have been handled that. And
if they're printing this all off anyway.
Right, they're printing money up, and that's what they're going to do. So let's start with the, first principles. If a person commits a crime, then they should make good, right? Yeah. Fair?
Yeah.
All right.
Aggression, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you coerce labor out of someone, then you owe them for their labor.
Right. So if you
owe a little bit more than that.
There is that too.
You enslave somebody, you make them work, you do these things, then okay. And that's without being a government and without that person having committed a crime.
If an individual does that to an individual, that's what we do. We go to court, we find out the facts of this matter, and we figure out, okay, here's how much you owe them.
If I'm arbitrator in Ancapistan and you enslave someone, I am doing whatever they ask for to you.
So it could be anything. It could be hanging.
It could be, I want a kidney. I don't care.
Okay. So So we've got that laid out on the table. That you know, the fact is, though, that all the slave owners and all the slaves, pretty much. I mean, there might be some odd cases out there, but pretty much all the slave owners and all the slaves are dead. So now you have heirs to slave owners and slaves. All right, well, that's complicated, and I kind of am of the opinion that at some point or another, a grievance just has to slide into the ether, right? Like, I don't go around having been, you know, European by, well, I'm Irish, right? So I don't go around demanding that the English stroke me a check. But the Irish and the English haven't gotten along for a very long time.
4,000 years ago, your ancestor was a baron and they made me work as a serf. I demand reparations.
That kind of thing. So, at some point, things have to slide into the background. But we do have one organization that has been around since slavery was a thing here on this continent. And that organization is the United States government. The, you know, 1789.
And given that they were the ones that enforced all of the slavery.
Right.
Even in states that didn't want it.
So then you had 11 years of importation of slaves.
Okay, so let's give all federal land to the descendants of slaves.
I think that that's a place to start. And remember, they did ask for land here. Hmm. Now, you'll find
the feds got a lot of it.
The feds have a great deal of land, especially out west. So, and Sherman, Tecumseh Sherman, he that burned Atlanta, may he burn in hell for eternity, he promised 40 acres and a mule, and then reneged on that promise. By the way, the guy hated black people, and, you know, no hero to them, I can assure you. And Yankees that extol him really just don't understand history. They just want to, you know, make Southerners angry.
Well, like, you know, what a wonderful person, intentionally bombing women and children and civilians, knowing that it was them specifically. You know, great guy.
I can't remember how they set the fires in Atlanta, but they certainly did it on purpose. Basically, there's, you know, this offer of land is in play, and I think that that's certainly a possibility. And if the United States is responsible, and I think that you could make the argument that certain states are responsible too, that states that existed and had slavery is was legal, that maybe they would be responsible. But let's just talk about the feds right now, since we're all under the feds and not everybody's in Maryland or wherever. You know, it's so reparations, what does it mean and who gets it? Well, I mean, you know, of course, there's the diluted blood issue. But blood could be diluted while still under slavery, right? Like, so.
Yeah, I mean, they a lot of the time would, like, rape the female slaves and enslave essentially their own kids. So you could still be part white and of that lineage while still being enslaved when you were alive at the time. That's
sure.
Not...
Brings up a lot of details. Like, okay, well, you are 42% slave owner and 37% slave.
But enslaved.
So...
right, and that's the thing.
I mean, if I could just divest the feds of the land, we can divide it up.
That's... That seems like a really good middle point for me. Like, I mean, they were the ones that enforced all of the slavery. They were the ones that that enforced all of the slave catchers that would rope you into it, whether you like it or not. They were okay. Well,
and isn't this what we do with
this
highly
organization
criminal...
perpetrated these crimes? They should pay.
Isn't this what we do with criminal organizations? And that is a literal phrase in law. You dissolve them and divest their assets for their liabilities. So we should take all of the federal property and all of the property of some states. And
well,
the feds have other victims, but I'm more interested in getting the feds to not have the property than I am in who gets it.
Right. So I would say this. First off, the federal government was in place for a reason. I get that we're a long way from that reason. That reason was to, you know, have a standing army, weights and measures, you know, interstate disputes, and post roads, right? I think we can do away with post offices. Like, apparently that'll function on its own.
I'm entirely certain that all of those functions can be performed voluntarily.
I think you could probably, but I mean, I can see why they would want an organization for dispute. I don't know about a voluntary military. Voluntary and violence don't tend to go together real well, but anyway, I'm not... I think if we're talking about reparations to put the agenda, the libertarian agenda, let's just dissolve the federal government on the table at the same time is somewhat disingenuous. But I would say that, sure, there's some amount of land that could be peeled off. Let's not forget, some of this land's awful. It's a completely unusable for farming.
Well, is it most awful because Nevada, it's inherently awful? Or is it, like, I don't know how you can have completely awful land unless it glows in the dark. Like, even if it's not good for farming, you can build houses on it, right?
Like, Death Valley. Okay, so, like, it's something like 75% of Nevada, I think, is owned by the federal government.
Yes, it's huge numbers.
Well, they do nuke experiments in Nevada, though.
Mm.
So I'm saying outside of land that glows in the dark, it's good for something.
Well,
and it's probably good for living in.
What do you think? How many acres are we talking about here? Would you sort of put a rating on how farmable the land is, and then, you know, depending on that rating, be based on how many acres they would get? So perhaps 40 farmable acres for anybody who could prove 42% enslaved black person heritage. I don't know. I'm just coming up with numbers here. This is what I'm saying is there's a lot of complications. You don't know what percentage to talk about because it gets complicated. I mean, a person could have been enslaved in 1863 and only been 42% black at the time. So they're 100% a slave, but only 42% black.
Well, if you think it's disingenuous to put the libertarian platform into this discussion, okay, well, to be more ingenuous, an individual is capable of criminal acts, not an organization.
Well, so I get it, but we live in a world where
and
people
certainly
think
not a race.
Not a race. There's no way to even, you know, my ancestors were in Germany and Ireland and, you know, a variety of places hadn't even come over here. So, then again, I had ancestors over here too. So that's one of the complications of all of this. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.